This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to...
Thank you for getting connected. eBay customer support, how are you today?
Good.
You get the call today, eBay customer support. And I'm calling you to inform you that you have an order. Can you confirm me, madam? Are you sure you have placed the order?
No, I haven't. I haven't replaced the order, no.
Okay, so you say that you don't have placed the order, right?
I did make an order, but it wasn't for that amount. It was only for $25.
Yeah, it's a $299 already debited from your account because you have an order. And you say that
Then I'll cancel that.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel the order, and I'm going to cancel the order in your place, in your site, and in future, you can't face any single problem, okay? So,
yeah.
do you have a device with you, madam? Then I'm send you a cancellation form, because if it approved, you want to cancel your order, then in future, you can't face any single problem, okay?
Okay.
So can you confirm that which device do you have on your place, like computer, tablet, mobile phone?
Mobile phone.
And you're talking with me your mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, you need to do, madam, first of all, put the call on loudspeaker because you're talking with me. And you can use your phone, so you go to speaker on phone and press the home
button. You're on speaker.
And press the home button and go back to the home page. You can see all the app, all the icon on your phone. And can you confirm that
phone?
Yeah. And can you confirm that madam, your phone is it an Android phone or is it Apple iPhone? Can you confirm that?
It's an Android.
Android. It's great. Okay. Let's check your mobile screen. Do you have any app or any application say that Play Store?
Hold on a sec, I'm not sure.
You need to go back to the picture. Go back to the
picture. Well, if that's already completed, please look in purchase and review. I don't know what I'm looking at.
Wow. Actually, I'm already told you that it's in everything and you're going to cancel the order. A simple procedure, madam. I'm going to cancel the order in your place. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what can you see on your mobile screen right now, madam?
I have, my order number is 281271-3810.
Okay, now press the home button, press the home button and go back to the home page. You can see all the app, all the icon on your phone.
No, I've just been Googling.
I need to Google, okay. Now close each and everything and go back to the home page.
Yeah, I'm on my home page.
Yeah, now check that your homepage and you can scroll up and check that do you have any app or any application have a Play Store?
No.
Don't have a Play Store, but check it. Look like a triangle icon, madam. Look like a triangle icon and say that Play Store.
Oh, I can't hear the problem. I'm trying to look for my earphones, but I can't find them.
Okay.
Just so I can hear you softly. Because I've got a lot of wind in the background, so I can't hear you properly.
Okay, now what can you see right now on the screen?
Just my normal home page.
Normal home page. You can see all application or icon on your phone, like contact, gallery,
yes.
Camera. Okay.
Yes.
Now I need to swipe the screen. And find out one of the applications say that Play Store. I look like a triangle icon. Okay. Now we need to find out the Play Store.
Play Store, yeah.
Now tap on that and open up the Play Store.
Yep.
Now you open the Play Store. So check your mobile screen. Extreme top. Have any search panel over there, say the search for apps and games.
Sorry, what was that?
Check your mobile screen. Extreme top. have any small magnifying logo over there and say it's for app game.
Yeah, I've got the search app.
Yeah, tap on that search panel.
Yep.
I need to type over there A for Apple or A.
Yep, A.
Then N, N as a number, letter N.
N.
Then Y as a yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then D as a doctor, letter D.
Yep.
Then E as an echo, letter E.
Yep.
Then S as a sugar, letter S.
Yep.
Then K as a king, letter K.
A desk.
Yeah, then click on search.
Okay, I've got that. Do I install?
Yeah, install the application. And install the application, then let me know, okay? I'm holding the line for you. Through the application, we are saying you are cancellation number, okay? Cancellation form.
No, you can see, I tried to just get earrings on Etsy, and it was only just over $25, like $25.25 or something, and then I get a phone call saying it's $200 and I didn't place that. It's open. Allow.
Allow.
Okay. Control device. For controlling this device remotely, is a plugin required? Would you like to install this?
Yes, privacy policy, madam. I agree and continue.
Okay. And it's taking me to Play Store again?
Yeah. Then open up anything. Yeah, then open up any next.
Okay.
Now what can you see?
It just it has the uninstall.
Okay, now open up. Open, tap and open.
It just says uninstall, there's no way to open.
Okay, now I need to press the home button and go back to the home page. I need to find out a new application is there, any desk.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it.
Yeah, then tap on that and open up.
It says the turtle.
A tutorial, okay? Tap on the tutorial anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you got the number. You cancel the number over there. Your address.
My address?
Yeah.
That number?
Yeah. Can you confirm the number, madam?
416-018-698.
Okay, it's 416-018-698. That's the number, madam?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sending you that cancellation request. You see your screen, a warning request appear on the screen. Say that two box appear, then I aware of the list, I trust this call. First of all, you click on two box and tap on accept, okay? Now check on your screen, madam. I believe that you got the notification, the warning notification, okay? I'm sending the eBay
customer. Security?
Yeah, security warning to cancel your order. Now check two box over there. I aware of the risk. I trust this call. Can you check that? Two box over there. I aware of the risk. I trust this call. And little click on two box over there. Check that. And tap on accept or allow. Accept or allow.
And where is this?
Tap on accept or allow, or I agree and allow any option over there. Now what comes up on the screen, anything changes?
Is there secure permission grandfather?
Yeah. Now I agree, you need to tap on two box over there. checkbox over there. I aware of the risks. I trust this call. Tap on two box and accept. Tap on accept.
Yeah.
Tap on start now or allow.
I'm gonna start recording or casting.
Yeah. Start now. Any option with the start now.
Start now.
Yeah. Tap on start now. Yeah.
Okay.
You successfully connected our eBay secure server, and I'm going to cancel your order and also get the sum back to you. Okay. And now
yep.
You need to hold on. I'm going to transfer the call our account department. He will be send you the money, okay? Which amount wrongly debited, okay? Now hold on.
Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Well, thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to Alan DeCosta, one of the senior supervisors from eBay. How are you doing today?
Good.
Nice to hear. Okay. So first of all, what we need to do, ma'am, as I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call and he is polite to you, right?
Yeah.
So what we are going to do right now, ma'am, we are simply going ahead and helping you to cancel the transaction which is not made by you. So first of all, what we need to do right now, I do believe that you know how to open AnyDesk application, right? Open that. Open the AnyDesk application.
So what, sorry?
Okay, so simply open the AnyDesk application. Now, when you open the AnyDesk application, you will get to see a verification message which says eBay Secure Server. Do you see that?
Yep.
Yes. Now, when you see your eBay Secure Server, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see something which says, or you will get to see something three bar. Do you see that? Three bar?
Three bars. Yep.
Yeah. I want you to tap on that three bar. And after that, you will get to see something which says setting. Tap on setting, if you can see that. Tap on setting.
I see. Session, download, setting. Yep. Okay.
Now, when you tap on setting, you will get to see something which says security. If you can see security, click on
yep.
Security. Now, scroll down a little bit, ma'am, when you give up your security, you will get to see something which says permission profile. If you can see that, permission profile. Tap on permission
yep.
Profile. Permission profile.
Yes.
Click on that. And as we are going to provide you the full security, ma'am, you will get to see something full access. Click on that, full access. And right now, after that, we are going to provide you the security password, which you need to put on your mobile. And if you want, you can write down on the piece of paper, okay? So do you see enable? Do you see enable unattended access? Tap on that,
yep.
Enable unattended. Now, if you have a piece of paper, ma'am, I want you to write down the password on a piece of paper. The password will
yep.
be all in smaller cases without any space, okay? The password
yep.
will be all in smaller cases without any space. It will be S as in sugar, S.
S.
E as in Edward, E.
Yep.
C as in Charlie, C.
Yep.
U as in unicorn, U.
Yep.
R as in Robert R.
R.
R as in Romeo R.
Yep.
E as in Edward E.
Yep.
Number 3.
Yep.
Number 2.
Yep.
Number 1.
Yep.
Number 0. So the password will be all in smaller cases. S-E-C-U-R-E 3210.
Yep.
Now, I'm on
yep.
your mobile. You can see it's asking for the password. Put the password and give a click on OK. Put the password and give a click on OK. When you're done that, please let me know. Put the password and give a click on OK.
3210. Yep.
Now give a click on OK or apply. Do you see OK? Tap on
OK.
Now what do you see when you tap on OK?
It's just going back to permission profile.
Now shortly you will get to see start now. If you can see any verification message start now, tap on start now, if you can see that. Okay, wait for a second. If you'll get
it
to see that.
It flashed on and then it went off again.
Okay, wait for a second. You will get to see that start now. If you can see that start now, you need to hit on start now.
Okay?
Wait for a second. Don't touch anywhere, ma'am.
It says security warning.
Yes, this is start now. Tap on start now.
It's gone again.
What you can see right now?
The permissions profile again. It clicked on and then it went off.
Now, do you see start now? If you can see start now, please click on start now. Click on start now.
Is that recording or casting?
Yes, click on start now.
I can't get to it because my keypad.
Okay, your keypad is there. Okay, can you close your keypad right now? Close your keypad.
No, every time when I close the keypad, it comes off.
Do you see close? Do you see close? Do you see close? Click on close. Now, if you can see start now, try to click on start now. Do you see that?
Yeah, I just clicked it.
Now, have a look on the very bottom, very top left-hand corner. Do you see the arrow is pointing leftward? Tap on that arrow. If you can see that, click on that.
And now, I'm back on general security privacy.
Now, again, you will get to see the arrow which is pointing leftward. Tap on that arrow.
Yep.
Now, what you can see, do you see the verification message which says eBay Secure Server?
Yep.
Now, I want you to go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, okay? And open up your Gmail. Open up your Gmail. Or if you have an eBay application, ma'am, you can open the eBay application, okay? If you have
my
an eBay
Gmail.
Yes.
I've got my Gmail up.
Yes. Now, when you open the Gmail, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see your name, first word, or you can see G. Tap on that, if you can see that.
Yep.
Now, when you give a click on that, ma'am, you will get to see your email ID there. Do you see that? When you tap on G. Now, let me confirm you the email ID which is registered on eBay from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. It is davitaquesta@gmail.com. Is that your email ID, ma'am?
It is.
So you can understand, ma'am, those fraudsters have all of your details and what they're doing, they're using your email ID for making a fraud purchase in your name. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and generate a 9-digit cancellation ID for you, which is going to help you to cancel that order which is not made by you, okay?
Yep.
So if you get any verification email, just please let me know, ma'am, if you can see any verification email from eBay headquarters. If you can see that, please let me know, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, I got a email thing at the bottom. It says sent to Dubai.
Wait for a second, ma'am. Just give me one minute.
Do you want me to tap on that thing?
No need to do anything, ma'am. Just give me one minute. If you can see any verification email sent in by eBay, please let me know, okay?
Yep.
Just wait for a second. And just try to refresh your email, ma'am. Just have a look. Do you receive any verification email?
No. Google account was covered, but that was the other day.
Okay, just try to check that, ma'am, if you receive any verification message. Try to refresh your email, ma'am, and check that. Try to refresh your email and just check that. Do you receive any verification message from eBay headquarters?
I've got to log back in.
Okay, just check it from your side. If you receive any verification email, please let me know. By the meantime, I'm going to talk with my accounts department manager so we can go ahead and cancel the pending transaction. which is not made by you, okay? And have you ever faced this problem in past, ma'am? Like there was someone trying to make a fraud transaction, or someone has used your details, or do you lost your debit card, your MasterCard, anything like that? Is happening
no,
with
I
you?
Haven't.
It never happened with you, right?
No, what happened was I tried to get a pair of earrings online, and it was only like $25 something, like it was over $26, and then I got a phone call saying that I'd made a purchase for $200 something, and I was like, no, I didn't do that.
And you just trying to make a purchase for the earring on the online?
Pardon?
Like you just trying to make a purchase on online? For $25, which you are telling me?
Yeah.
So,
and
maybe,
I got a phone call saying,
yeah, maybe what happened, ma'am? Maybe what happened when you must be knowing that whenever you do online shopping or email, you'll get to see, ma'am, there are lots of advertisement and spam email coming from different platforms. And what is going to be happen if you're only going to give a click on that type of spam email? Or the advertisement, those frauds is going to get all of your details, because that type of link contains lots of harmful viruses and malicious software. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you, like, if in future, ma'am, you are receiving any advertisement or any spam email, please don't give a click on any one of that. Okay.
Yeah.
So will you please let me know? Do you check your email? Do you receive any email from eBay right now? Did you check that?
No, you're still logging in. I had to change my password a couple of days ago, and I forgot to log back into my email.
Okay, just try to check that. When you're done, please let me know, okay?
I'm trying to find my email, and I've just used that.
Do one thing, you can try to refresh your email, try to refresh that. And please, as we can see, ma'am, the transaction was made today this morning for $299 from a Westpac account. So do you deal with any Westpac account, ma'am?
Yeah, I do. I have the Westpac account, and I did get an email, and I just said a text message, and they asked me if I made that purchase, and I said no.
Will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? Like, do you check your Westpac account that as you see any transaction was made for $299 or not? Do you check that?
I can do that now.
Okay, I'm holding the line for you, ma'am. Please go ahead and check that. Do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299? Or if you can see any transaction was made, please let me know so we can go ahead and cancel the transaction and we can refund your money back, okay?
Yep.
So if you can see any transaction, please let me know.
An island, Dublin, but it has
any pending transaction which you don't know, any suspicious transaction?
I do, and it says the 2788.
That is a suspicious transaction. Now, what is happening, ma'am? Those fraudsters is trying to take your money in a smaller amount. And you can see that the money was in pending. And what happened, ma'am, after the $27.88, they made a new transaction on eBay for Google Play gift card. So what is going to happen if they are going to get the gift card? You are not going to be aware of that, and they can redeem and they can get their money on their account, right? So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and cancel this 27.88 transaction which you are telling me, and also the $299 transaction which is not made by you, okay? So first of all, I just wanted to ask you, do you check all of your accounts, ma'am? You checked all of your accounts?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you checked all of your accounts, right? Not a problem, ma'am. What we will do? We will simply go ahead and cancel that. We'll help you for that. Can I do one thing, ma'am? I want you to simply minimize your banking page.